Today's Amud is Veitza Chav Chesam and Aleph. We're holding at the top of Chav Chesam and Aleph by the Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shaykul Adam Basar Keneged HaKliya Keneged HaKayfetz. Now when it comes to weighing meat on Yom Tif, let's say a person is purchasing some meat from the butcher, so he wants to know how much it weighs, so you're not allowed to weigh the meat normally. That would be Uvdin Dechol, it would be very weekday-like. So you're not allowed to weigh the meat normally. Rather, instead, you have to do some sort of shinoi. So what's the shinoi? Says Rabbi Yehuda, you could weigh the meat keneged hakli'ay keneged hakayfetz. Instead of weighing it against some sort of weight, you weigh it against some a kli or a kayfetz, which is a butcher's knife, different kalim. You could use these different kalim, even a butcher's knife, which maybe sometimes the butcher would use to weigh meat. It's always around him, so if maybe his weight is being used, he would use his kayfetz. No, all these things is enough of a shinoi. Now you could use one of these things to weigh the meat, and that would be mutter. The chachamim say that ein mashkichin bekaf maznayim kol iker. Now, no, you're not allowed to use a kaf maznayim. You can't use a scale at all. So now says the Gemara that the chachamim have a very strong lashon. They don't just say that you can't use a scale even with a shinoi. They say you can't use it kol iker. It's mashma that they're coming to be marba, an extra case that you would have thought you could use the scale for. Kamashma on the chachamim, that no, you can't even use the scale for that. So says the Gemara, my kol iker, what are they referring to when they say that you can't use a scale, kol iker, at all? So I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says in the name of his Rabbi Shmuel, afilu l'shamroi min ha'achbarim. That even if you're putting the meat on the scale in order to protect the meat from the rats, there's some akbarim that are going to go eat the meat. So you want to put it on the scale. I guess he forgot to print out his picture of Reb Shiloh. So there's some akbarim around. He wants to put the meat on top of the scale to protect the meat. Even that's going to be a problem. He's not even allowed to do that because it looks like he's doing something which is mundane, like chol-like, weekday-like. Amrav Idi Bar Avin, Vuhu de Talia Besrita. The only issue is going to be if the scale is hanging and it's all set up the way it's supposed to be set up. If the scale isn't even set up, you just have like maybe the bowl of the scale somewhere, so then there's no problem to put the piece of meat over there. It's only a problem to put the piece of meat into the bowl of the scale if the scale is set up the way it's supposed to be. Vam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and Rav Yehuda said further in the name of Shmuel, that Tabach Uman, when it comes to a professional butcher, so then he has it's even more chamer for him. Asr Lishkol Vasr Biyad. He's not even allowed to weigh meat with his hand. Meaning, typically, a person would never be able to just hold a weight in one hand and the meat in the other hand and be able to tell exactly how much the meat weighs. He would have to put it onto a scale to see how much the meat weighs. So to hold a piece of meat in your hand and then a weight in your other hand and to sort of just like weigh it out, that would be considered a shinoi. But says Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel that for a professional, so sometimes he'll weigh meat like that. He's such a professional, he could just take a piece of meat in his right hand, a weight in his left hand, and he could basically figure out how much the meat weighs. So for him, he's not even allowed to do that on Yom Tov, because for him, that's not considered a shinoi. And says the Gemara, Vayter Rav Ravina Mar Shmuel, another halacha from Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, that Tabach Uman Asur Lishkol Basar B'mayim. Now when it comes to a professional butcher, he's not even allowed to weigh meat in water, to measure meat in water, which it would mean if you have a cup and you put meat inside the cup and then you could see how much the water level raises, so that will tell you the volume of the meat. So now that seems to be something which for everybody that's a way to tell volume. Even someone who's not a professional could tell the volume of the meat by weighing it in this way. So l'chayra, even for someone that's not a professional, this should be aser. And taka, some take out the girsa over here that we're talking about the tabach uman. Now even this is aser even for someone who's not a professional. Even someone who's not a professional is not allowed to weigh or to measure meat in this way, because then he could tell exactly how much, what the volume of the meat is, and that's something that he would do even during the week. Alternatively, you could say that no, we're talking specifically about a tabach uman. Some of the Rishonim speak this out, that we're talking specifically about a tabach uman, but we're talking about a kli that doesn't have measuring lines. So yeah, someone who's not a professional, he could do this with measuring lines, and that's something that maybe he would do even during the week, and therefore that would be, it would be usher even for him to do such a thing on Yom Tov. But now we're talking about a kli without measuring lines. Without measuring lines, that would be considered a shinoi. However, for a professional, he has a good eye like this, he knows what he's doing, he could do it even without measuring lines, and he could tell exactly what the volume of the meat is. So for him, even in a kli which doesn't have measuring lines, it would be also for him to measure the meat on Yom Tov. Va'amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Rav Chiya bar Ashi said, that asur lasa is beis yad bebasar. Now you're not allowed to make a handle in the meat. This was like a classic way of carrying your meat home from the butcher. It was before plastic bags. So what you would do is you would just cut a hole or make an indent into the basar, and then you would have a handle, and then you would have a shopping bag made out of your meat. Your meat would basically be the shopping bag. So that's, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov, Rashi says, because you have to do some sort of shinoi in order to make mekach u'memkar, buying and selling things mutar on Yom Tov. You have to do it a little bit differently than you would normally do during the week, and therefore you can't do this. This was something that was considered very weekday-like, so you're not allowed to make a beis yad into the basar. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, ubiyada shari. But if you want to use your hand to make a beis yad, so that would be considered a shinoi, instead of, I guess, using a knife to cut into it and make a handle, if you want to just use your hand and, I guess, just like poke into the meat until you make a handle, so it might not be the most appetizing looking meat afterwards, but that would be mutter in regards to making the handle. That's not the problem of Hilchos Yom Tov. Amar Rav Huna, mutter lasis simin babasar. You're allowed to, on Yom Tov, make a simen in the basar. It was a way to know if, I guess, you were giving it to the, you were doing mishloach, you were sending, you were ordering the delivery from the store. So now the way you knew which piece was your meat that you bought, so you would make a simen into the basar. This way you know which piece is yours. You're allowed to make a simen like that on Yom Tov to know which piece of meat is yours. Ki hadu Rabba bar Rav Huna mechatech lo atlas karnasa. Like Rabba bar Rav Huna, he used to have a specific simen that he had amongst his family, that they would cut their meat into triangles. He would cut it on three corners, he would make it into a triangle. That was his simon to know which burgers were his. Rav Chiya Rav Shimon Berebi, Shaiklin Mana Keneged Mana Biyom Tov. So this is a new Gemara now. So that's the Gemara's story. The Rav Chiya of Rav Shimon Berebi, these two sons of Rebbe, Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon, they would be Shaiklin Mana Keneged Mana Biyom Tov. When they were dividing meat amongst themselves on Yom Tov, so they would divide it by measuring it. So now ask the Gemara, Keman like Rabbi Yehuda, v'like Rabbanan. So that seems to be not like Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim of our Mishnah. Because ik Rabbi Yehuda, if it's like Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amar shaykel adam basar kenegeda kliyai kenegeda kaifetz. So Rabbi Yehuda only said in our Mishnah that you could measure the meat if you do a shinoi, and you measure it, keneged a kli, or keneged the butcher knife, keneged a kli in, keneged midya chrini lai. But you're not allowed to measure it against something else, like another piece of meat. You can't measure it in a way that was a normal way to measure things. You have to do a shino, you have to measure a keneg and a kli. So this practice of Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon, that they divided up their meat amongst themselves by weighing it, that seems to be not in line with Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. And it's also not in line of the Rabbanan, with the Rabbanan Shita, because Iker Rabbanan, Ha'amri Yemeshkich and Mekaf Maznaim Kol Iker, we said that they held, you're not even allowed to use it at all, right? You can't even use it in place of Rav Shaila. You can't even do it to protect it from the Akvarim, to protect it from the rats. So says the Gemara, so what, how did Rav Chi and Rav Shimon, how were they allowed to divide their meat by weighing it? That seems to be not like Rav Yehuda, and it's not like the Chachamim either. So says the Gemara, Inu Da'avud Krab Yoshua. The answer is that they were going like a third shita that's not mentioned in our Mishnah. They were going like Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Shaiklin mana keneged mana b'yom tef, that yeah, you're allowed to measure meat against another portion of meat on Yom Tef, and therefore that's what they did. They were going like Rabbi Yeshua. And I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said that the halacha is Rabbi Yeshua. That the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, that you're allowed to be shaykel mana kenegan mana biyamtif. And the reason why Rabbi Yosef says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua is ha'ilutnan bebechayres kevase. Because we have a stam mishnah in Mesechus Bechayres, which seems to be exactly like Rabbi Yeshua, that there's no, it's not an uvdin dechol, it's not weekday-like to measure mana kenegan mana. What's the Mishnah in Bechayres? Now we learned in the Mishnah. Psule hamukdashin hanasan lehektish. So the Mishnah says that when it comes to psule hamukdashin, if a person has a carbon, some sort of hektish that becomes pasul, so you have to sell it now, and the proceeds are going to go to hektish, being that hanasan lehektish, so we're skipping some parts of the Mishnah, but being that the hana goes to hektish, being that the money you sell the meat for goes to hektish, so there are certain leniencies that we have with how you sell. Sell it. You're allowed to sell it in certain ways that typically we would consider to be a bizayon. They're very like a chulin like, and still we allow it, being that the hana is going to go to hektish. So we're more mako in regards to how you sell it. However, when it comes to the bechar, a bechar that becomes pasul, so the hana goes to the kehanim. Being that the hana goes to the kehanim, it doesn't go to hektish, so by a bechar, we're more machmer. Psuli hamukdashin, hanasin lehektish, and therefore we're very mako with how you sell it. However, when it comes to a bechar that becomes pasul, so then we're more machmer, being that the hana is to the kehanim and it's not to hektish. Still, says the Mishnah, v'shoiklin mana k'negin mana b'bechar. Even though we're more machmer by a bechar, still you're allowed to weigh out the meat by measuring one piece against another piece. Mana k'negin mana, that's considered mutter, that's not considered derechol. That's not chulin-like, that's considered mutter, that's not considered a bezayin. So the Gemara now is assuming that just like we see by a bechar, when you sell meat in this fashion of mana k'neged mana, that's not considered chulin-like, it's not considered a bezayon, so too in Hilchas Yomtif, this is like a raya to Rabbi Yeshua. So too in Hilchas Yomtif, we would say that to sell meat in this fashion on Yomtif is not weekday-like, and therefore it would be mutter on Yomtif. However, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says, and no, you can't compare the two. V'dil Malahi, maybe it's not true, maybe Rabbi Yeshua and this Mishnah don't really agree. Ad kan like Amar Rabbi Yeshua hacha ela delak of his own kachim. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua only allowed a person to sell meat in this fashion on Yom Tov because there's no bizayin kachim at stake. There's no bizayin kachim on the line. If you sell it like this, he held it wasn't really so much weekday like, but maybe he would still say it's considered bizayin kachim. Aval Hasam over there in Bechayres, dika bizayin kachim lai. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua would tell you that know that you're not allowed to sell the meat of the Bechar in that way. So there's no raya that Rabbi Yeshua would be maskim to the Mishnah Bechayres. Inami, that ad kan loy ka'ami Rabbanan hasam, the Rabbanan only said in Bechayres that you could sell the meat of the Bechar in that way, elim yishum dulay mechzik ovdin dechol. Maybe it was dafk over there because it doesn't look like ovdin dechol, because there was no problem of ovdin dechol. There was no issue of ovdin dechol over there. And the reason for that, Rashi explains, is because over there we're talking about a sale. To sell something in that way, that's not a normal way to sell something. You don't weigh one piece of meat and can I get another piece of meat when you're selling it. So that's why over there specifically, it wasn't ovdin dechol. But we can't learn from that Mishnah Bechayres to our case of Rebbe, of a Rebbe's children, Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon dividing up their meat, because of Alhacha, the Mechzik Ovdin Dechol, Lai. Because over here we're not talking about a sale. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon, they weren't selling meat to each other, they were dividing meat. When you divide meat, so weighing one piece of meat connected another piece of meat, that's exactly what you would do during the week. That's not a shinoi. That would be considered weekday-like. And you can't bring a raya to what they did from the Mishnah Mechayres. Because the Mishnah Mechayres is talking about a sale. A sale, so then that's takanat ovdin dechol. That's not weekday-like to sell meat in that way. That's why by the Bechar it was mutter. But you can't learn from there to our case of Yomtif, where Rabbi Chiyas and Rabbi Shimon divided the meat in this fashion, because by dividing meat, maybe that is considered of the nechol, and therefore, says the Gemara, there's no raya from our mission, from the Mishnah Bechayres. Now, ask the Gemara, aside kasha, now that we mentioned this story, that Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon, they were dividing meat, these two brothers, children of Rebbe, they were dividing meat in this type of fashion, where they were weighing one piece against another, it seems like they were very strict with each other. They wanted it to be an exact split. So says the Gemara, Lememer de Kafti Adadi. Is that to say that these two children of Rabbi, Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon, that they were makbid on each other and they wanted it to be an exactly even split? But we know that they weren't makbid on each other. V'hanu shev benisa. We know about a story where there were seven fish, da'asu lebe Rabbi, that were delivered to Rebbe's house. And Reb Chiya, he took five of them. Five of these seven fish were found by the house of Reb Chiya. And Reb Shimon Berebi. And Reb Shimon Berebi, even though he was only left with two, he wasn't makbid on Reb Chiya. So you see that they weren't makbid on each other. They didn't care that it has to be an exactly even split. So says the Gemara in Achanami, we got the previous story a little bit wrong, some of the details. Amar Rav Papa, Shadi Gavra Benayu. We have to switch some of the people in the story. Reb Chiya, it was Reb Chiya, but then it was Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi. It was two children of Rabbi Yaisi. It was Reb Chiya and Rabbi Shmuel. Or we could keep it to Reb Shimon, but it was Reb Shimon Berebi Ubar Kapara. So the point is, it was different people. It wasn't Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon Berebi. Rather, it was a different two people. One of those two people were the same. Switching who the second one was, and they taka were makbid on each other, and that's why they were splitting the meat by dividing it up exactly evenly and even weighing it out. And again, we answered it up that they were going like Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, Ein mashchizen as a sakin biyamtif. You're not allowed to sharpen a knife on yamtif. A person wants to sharpen his knife on yamtif, you're not allowed to, and we'll see in the Gemara exactly why you're not allowed to sharpen a knife on yamtif. But there's a problem to sharpen a knife on yamtif. Aval masia al gabi chaverta. But if you do it with a shinoi, it's going to be mutter. So if you want to sharpen a knife by rubbing it against, or whatever it's called, when you sharpen it against another knife, so that's considered a shinoi, and that's going to be mutter. But you can't sharpen it, I guess, with a stone or a piece of wood, as we'll see in the Gemara. You can't sharpen it in a normal way. You could only sharpen it if you sharpen it against another knife, because that's considered a shinoi. Now says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that Laishanu ela b'mashcheza shel evan. When our Mishnah says that you can't sharpen a knife on Yom Tif, it means you can't use the classic sharpen. You can't use a stone. That's the classic way to sharpen a knife. Ava b'mashcheza shel eitz mutter. But if you want to use a wooden sharpener, so then that's going to be mutter. That's considered a shinoi. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, and Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel commented, and he said that Hada Amrit shall even usher that which you said, that you're not allowed to use a stone sharpener, lo amaran ela lechadda. That's only if you're coming to sharpen your knife. Avalahavir shamnunisa mutter. But if you're just coming to get some of the grease off the knife, so you wanna rub it against the stone just to get the grease off, so then that's going to be mutter. So it says the Gemara, Mikdavis Diak, Mikhladir Bishal Eitz, Afilo Lechadida Nami Mutter. It would come out, according to this version of the Shakavitario, that to use a wooden sharpener, that's mutter even if you're doing it to sharpen it. When we said that the stone one was Aser, it was only Aser to sharpen it. That means the wood one, which is mutter, it's mutter to sharpen it. Erika de Masnila Asefa. Some have it that the Shakavitario was said about the Seifa of Rav Huna's comment, that Bishal Eitz mutter. Rav Huna said in the Seifa that to use a wooden sharpener is mutter. And on that, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that Hada Amr Bishal Eitz Mutter Loyamarin El Lahavir Shamnunisa. That which you said, that it's mutter to use a wooden sharpener, it's only to get off the grease. Avalechadida aser, but to use a wooden sharpener to sharpen it, so then that's going to be aser. Wood is mutter just means to get off the grease. So michlau, we can make the diak, the bishal evan, when we said bishal evan is aser, so bishal evan afilu lahavir shamnunisa is aser. Because the cool of eitz was that you could rub it against the eitz to get off the grease. It's mashma then that when we say that evan is usser, it means it's usser even just to get off the grease. Some have the statement of Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel directly on our Mishnah. That our Mishnah said, Ein mashchizen as a sakin biyamtif. Our Mishnah in the Reisha said that you're not allowed to sharpen a knife on yamtif. And on that, Amar Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Loishanu el lechadida. Now, there's only an isra if you're doing it to sharpen it. Ava lahavir shamnunisa mutter. But you're allowed to get off the grease by rubbing it against the sharpener, wooden or stone.
Mechlal, the Algabe Chaverta, Afilu Chad, the Nami Mutter, since Mashman, the Seifa of the Mishnah, when it says that you could rub the knife against another knife to sharpen it, that's Mutter even if you're doing it to sharpen. Vika the Masna a Seifa, where some have reviewed Amar Shmuel's line on the Seifa of our Mishnah, that the Seifa of our Mishnah said of a Masia Algabe Chaverta, that you could rub the blade of the knife against another knife, and on that, Amar Avida Amar Shmuel, Loishanu Elo Lahavir Shamnu Nisa. That's only mutter to do that to get off the grease. Avol Chadid Aser, but you can't sharpen it. Mechad Mashchezes Afilu Lahavir Shamnu Nisa Aser, which would then be meduyak. It would then come out that the diak would be that to use a sharpener, you can't even use a sharpener, even if you're just doing it to get off the grease and not even to sharpen it. Now says the Gemara, the kasha we've been waiting for is man tana de mashchezes aser. Who's the tana of our Mishnah, which is really just asking what's going on in our Mishnah? Why is it that you're not allowed to use a sharpener on Yom Tov? What's wrong with sharpening a knife on Yom Tov? So Amar Rav Chisda, the like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda? Ditnan. It's a Mishnah in Megillah. So even though it says Ditanya, Ditnan, like we learned in the Mishnah in Megillah, that Ein Bein Yom Tov the Shabbos, there's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. All malachis that are asr on Shabbos are also asr on Yom Tov. Everything's the same. Ella eichel nefesh bovad. The only exception is malachis eichel nefesh that are mutter on Yom Tov and it's asr on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshirei eichel nefesh. And Rabbi Yehuda added that it's not just eichel nefesh that's mutter on Yom Tov. Even to do malacha known as machshirei eichel nefesh, doing a malacha to get something ready that then you could do a malacha, like sharpening a knife, where sharpening the knife is a malacha. Now, that's not eichel nefesh directly, but it allows you to then cut up the meat or shech the animal, so it's called machshirei eichel nefesh. It gets you ready to be able to then do a malacha letzarech eichel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda said that that's also another difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. That on Yom Tov, even machshirei eichel nefesh are mutter. So Rav Chisda is coming to say that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is like the Tanakama, who says that the only difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is eichel nefesh itself. Machshirei eichel nefesh is aser on Yom Tov. The Tanakama holds that machshirei eichel nefesh is aser on Yom Tov. So that's the pshat in our Mishnah. The reason why our Mishnah says you're not allowed to sharpen a knife on Yom Tov, it's eichel nefesh. The answer is it's because it's not eichel nefesh. There's no heter to do it because it's machshirei eichel nefesh. And the Tanakama in the Mishnah, in Megillah, holds that machshirei eichel nefesh is aser to do on Yom Tov, only eichel nefesh itself. So our Mishnah is going like that Tanakama, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Amar le Rav l'Rav Chisda, again, it was Rav Chisda who pointed this out, that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So now Rav says to Rav Chisda, Darshinon mishmach, can I darshin in your name, that halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning somehow Rav saw it in Rav Chisda's words, that Rav Chisda really paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rashi Yosef explains that Rav saw this from that which Rav Chisda doesn't just say very simply, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And because Rav Chisda didn't want to do that. Rav Chisda didn't want to just say very openly, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Because that would be like really emphasizing the fact that we have a Stam Mishnah not like Rabbi Yehuda. Instead, Rav Chisda says it as like a back and forth. Who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Oh, it must not be like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Rava understood from there somehow that Rav Chisda really paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, Rava asked Rav Chisda, "Should we darshan this in your name? Is my assumption correct? Am I understanding correctly that you really mean to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? So should I darshan in your name that the Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda?" To which Rav Chisda responds that yes, Yehi Rava, it should be Hashem's will, Yehi Ratzon, should the kol ki hani milei mal yasa, that all such good psakim, tidrashu mishmai, should always be darshan in my name. Like, yes, I'm 100%, that's 100% what I meant, and I really hold of it, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, yes, you can go ahead and you can darshan in my name, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that even machshirei eichel nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov.